Andy, welcome home, I would say. A lot of people here, I see 83 jerseys. Everybody's excited to see Andy Fantuz. What's it like coming back to Saskatchewan and being a part of this Dogs Breakfast?
I bleed green. I will for life. This place was my second home, and the whole province embraced me. Rider Nation embraced me as soon as I got here in 2006. And those years were a special era to be a part of, including that Grey Cup team in 07. So being back in Saskatoon, I haven't been back here since my days playing here when I used to come for charity events. And so it's been, what a production this is. This is incredible, the support they have for the U of S. And it's no surprise that the team's successful because of the community support, because of Scott Flory and that coaching staff and the facilities they have here, and the players, the fine young gentlemen here.
Your first Dogs Breakfast?
This is my first breakfast, yeah. I hope I get invited back, and even if I don't, like Glenn said, I'll come anyways. But first time, so well-oiled machine and very unique kind of event.
How fun is it to get back together with your 2007 Grey Cup teammates?
Oh, we had so much fun the last 24 hours, just reminiscing stories, both on and off the field. It's a joy. These are some of my favorite people in the world, and we all have our own families now, so we don't get a chance to get together that often. But when we do, it's like time didn't even pass. So it's been great.
Of course, you moved on, played in Hamilton. What is Andy Fantuz doing these days for fans who are listening in?
So I have two daughters now, a young family. One is almost four and one's only 6 months. And I live in Oakville, Ontario. I own a few businesses there, a children's tutor center, an athletic training business, and then I do some broadcasting with the Tiger Cats. So I'm still involved with the game and trying to figure out where football is going to fit in my life because it's such a big part of me.
You were with the old Saskatoon kid, RJ Broadhead, were you?
I was, yeah. He's on my team, on my team there. So great. He's been a mentor of mine. We've only been together 1 year. This is our second season, but he's taught me a lot, and I'm going to continue to learn from him.
And so obviously the CFL is still close in mind for you.
Oh, of course. I'm a huge fan of all the teams, of all the players. I always have a soft spot for the Riders and the Cats because those are the teams I played for. I'll be here at the Grey Cup regardless of who makes it, and if not sooner. So I can't wait for the Grey Cup in Regina, and hopefully it's the Riders against the Tiger Cats, and that would be a dream come true.
Andy, thanks for this.
Thank you.